everyone, and welcome to another episode of Kamen Rider Chronicles. For this episode, we're going to be talking about episode 3 of Kamen Rider Zetsu. So, yeah, this episode just came out. It's very exciting. This episode is called Erode, Case 3 Erode. Another exciting episode. This one, ultimately, like, this is the third episode of kind of like a three-parter for the beginning of the series. And it ultimately showcases what you can kind of expect for the rest of the series. What you can expect of the nightmares, what you can expect of how Baku and Zetsu will work, both in the dream world and the real world, because we'll see Zetsu does transform in the real world in this episode. The nightmares show up in the real world in this episode. So it's kind of exciting. So let's go ahead and get into it. The show is, if you haven't been able to watch it yet, you can go find it online. Also, if you want to watch it live on YouTube, both Shout and Toku Shout, it's on YouTube. Shout Studios YouTube channel has it. They premiere it Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, or I'm sorry, Pacific time, 10:30 Eastern. They air it for a good 48 hours until Monday night. So you can watch it all there. And then they air it again Friday, I think, for like 24 hours. And I think they air it basically up until the premiere of the next episode. So, and I wouldn't be surprised if they have it set up on their YouTube channel as well. Like there's a page on their YouTube channel, but you can, there's multiple ways you can go find it, you know, legally. But I mean, nowadays, you know, our Métis is not, it's not bad either. So either way, let's go ahead and get into this episode. Like I said, episode 3 of Kamen Rider Zetsu, Case 3, Erode. So we're picking up exactly where we left off. Baku is standing there with the bomb nightmare. He's trying to figure out what reason Fijimi has for dreaming about the bombings, for dreaming about bombing the police cars, bombing the police station. And he can't come up with any real reason why. Knox is there in the background, and he's telling us that not even the dreamer themselves can understand what their subconscious is telling them. So Baku goes to attack the bomb nightmare, but he jumps out of the way and lands on the side of the police station and then explodes. Frustrated, Baku wakes up screaming, which gets Minami to run into his room and check on him. And Baku's just like, oh, sorry, had a bad dream. And because he just woke up, he still has his driver on him, and he has to hide it. He doesn't want Minami to see it just yet. I'm sure before the show ends, she will see it. She will, I'm not going to say she'll become a writer, but I definitely think she will be assisting him before the end of the series. So he then sees that the building that exploded in the dream actually exploded in real life. So he hurries to the command center through his closet to find Zero. And Zero is there having tea-flavored gasoline. Apparently that is a thing. He makes it look like tea, although it's gasoline because he's a motorcycle. And so it is interesting that my prediction, I don't know if it's a prediction, but my thoughts last week on the command center being attached to his room is still there, is still prominent. Still unsure how that works, because like I said last week, when he needed it, all of his clothes were gone and he was able to just run out of it, run right in. This time around, I think I saw his clothes still there, but it was just so quick, him running in, I wasn't focused on that. So I'm not entirely sure what's going on here. Either way, he's able to get into the command center. I still wouldn't be surprised if he's going to be able to get access to that some other place at some other time throughout the series. So Zero says that the fact that nightmares can turn dreams into reality is the very reason that Baku must infiltrate people's dreams and stop them. To do that, Baku must find the mind's doors inside the dreams. That is where the dreamer's subconscious lies. And when the nightmares has opened all the mind's doors, the dreamer will be trapped in their dreams forever. Meanwhile, Fijimi is summoned to the director of public security's office, where he is informed that they intend to dismantle the Paranormal Affairs Division. Director Todo does not think it is necessary and is just a waste of taxpayers' money. Fijimi tries to explain that they are in the middle of tracking a nightmare, but Director Todo just tells him to take some time off. He's been working too hard, and he just needs some time. Fijimi, he's frustrated, but he refuses to give up. He's going to keep trying. Baku, at this point in time, goes to look for Fijimi, but when the officer at the station says that the Paranormal Affairs Division has been dismantled, Baku hurries home, and he needs to enter the dream world. And I thought this was hilarious, because he hops in the bed, and he's like, all right, I gotta get to sleep. And then he just passes out immediately. So that is something that I think is very interesting, considering that he couldn't get to sleep last episode when he needed to. But this time he just immediately went to sleep. I don't know if there's something there. I don't know if I'm reading something into it. Who knows? So Baku finds Fijimi in the dream and asks where his mind doors are. Nem, who is in Fijimi's dream again as the police chief for the day, tries to get them to stop. But Baku wants to know what Fijimi's ultimate dream is and what these explosions have to do with it. Fijimi has no idea what he's talking about and just throws Baku in jail. When Baku realizes where the mind doors might be after talking with Nem, he begs her to help him reach them. She opens the door and hopes Baku can find, hope Baku can help Fijimi. Since it's a dream world, Baku is able to put on an officer's uniform and sneak into the Paranormal Affairs Division truck office. Once inside, he sees Fijimi's mind doors on the other side of chains that are strung up across the office. I mean, it's the truck office, but the office. He makes his way over to the doors and takes a peek inside the keyhole of the last door that isn't opened yet, and discovers the truth. Baku hurries over to the police station and finds Fijimi wishing for it to explode. He's in this trance that just can't, he's very focused. He can't get out of it. Baku tries to snap him out of it, but it turns out that Fijimi's final wish was to destroy the police. The nightmare sets off explosions at the police headquarters, which then also reflects in the real world. With the dream achieved, the nightmare opens up and Fijimi walks right in. He wakes up in the real world, but the nightmare is able to take over his body and be present here in the real world. The bomb nightmare lets out an energy that reverberates across Tokyo, engulfing the city in a strange aura. Nox inhales the dark aura and proclaims everyone to wake up to the nightmare. He sends some dark butterflies through the veil. He sends them out and they cross over this barrier of some sort. And they end up flying around everyone that is standing outside, looking up to the sky. Because it was light, now it's dark. They're all seeing the concave moon on monitors everywhere. So they're just all standing in basically in awe. And then while the butterflies are flying around, something activates in everybody. Minami included. She's out there in the public watching all this. And what we see is everybody looking, and we focus in on one person. I'm assuming this could be Minami. Not entirely sure, but we focus on their eyes. And their eyes glow purple and then dissipate. So this is going to be something that I'm sure will be touched upon in later episodes. Something I've been saying this last couple episodes. They don't drop something like this and then just leave it. This is something that's going to come back later on in the future. Baku wakes up on a ramp after Zero urgently brings him to the scene where he was still asleep, or while he was still asleep. This is where he's needed the most right now. They must stop the nightmare now, or it will be the end of the world. So Baku heads to the police headquarters and finds the nightmare, who laughs and reveals Fijimi inside of him. This takes Baku aback. The nightmare then says he's just fulfilling Fijimi's dream after he had lost faith in the police force, who looked down on his efforts. This is all because of Fijimi's subconscious. Baku says Fijimi's dream was to be a police officer, and he didn't want any of this. Despite the pain, he was still determined to carry out the mission of the Paranormal Affairs Division. Baku adds that he does not want any more bad dreams in this world. That's why he will defeat this nightmare. But when he attaches his driver to himself, the nightmare reminds him that this isn't a dream, and then proceeds to toss Baku around. His driver falls off, forcing Baku to scramble away from the nightmare, but Baku is determined to help Fijimi no matter what. He grabs his driver and attaches it again, and this time is able to Henshin, and the battle is on. And I thought this fight was pretty sick. Baku brings out his sword, and he is being meticulous in his attacks, making sure that he takes out every wire he can on the outside of Bomb Nightmare. Baku then locks in the transform capsule to knock the nightmare around as well. And the way he does it, I should have described it better last episode. But think of, for the anime fans, think of Luffy from One Piece. For comic book fans, think of Mr. Fantastic, Elongated Man, Plastic Man. Basically, this transform capsum gives him stretchy powers. And what he's doing, he goes for a kick, the Bomb Nightmare like backs up, but Baku in the Zetsu form, in his transform form, extends his foot out a little bit and like whips it across. He goes to punch him and puts like a mallet out and punches him. He kicks him, and this is one I think of like of Luffy from One Piece, where Gum Gum Hammer, where he kicks his leg up high and then brings it down, so something similar like that. It's all of these moves. There's one point where he goes to punch and stops it short, but then expands his hand to be like a punch, a bunch of spikes on it. So it's a lot of moves like that. It's just, it's the stretchy moves like that. And then there are some moments here where the Nightmare starts throwing massive bombs at Baku, and he's able to lob them back. This one, he basically intertwines his fingers and makes a netting out of them. So the bomb flies back behind him, and he's catching it in his fingers and then throws it back at Bomb Nightmare. Then Baku is able to disarm the bomb. And by this point, because the Bomb Nightmare, he's laughing. He's saying that, you know, his whole body's a bomb. And like, not just the outside, but the inside. And Baku throws a punch. He extends it across. Bomb Nightmare dodges out of the way. His arm keeps going into the building behind him. And Bomb Nightmare is getting ready to throw another bomb, but then stops because Baku kept extending his arm, went through the building and then back around, and ends up puncturing from behind. And in doing so, Baku is like, every good secret agent knows how to disarm a bomb. And we like zoom in, and sure enough, he has disarmed the bomb inside. So he then delivers an impact banish finisher to take care of the Nightmare. Fijimi is released, and Baku declares the mission complete. Baku wishes Fijimi a good morning as he wakes up. And then Nasuka comes running over to him as they try to comprehend what just happened. He literally wakes up, and she's like, what are you doing here? And he's like, I just woke up. What the heck just happened? And she's like, what? What do you mean just happened? What? So, riding on Zero, Baku hopes Fijimi only has good dreams from now on. And then Nox continues to work toward breaking apart this warped world and looks forward to the next bad dream he wants to come true. Yeah, this was a good episode. I really did like this one. And like I said, this was a good way to show what to expect from the Nightmares, what to expect from seeing the because what we've had so far is Baku in dreams transforming and him fighting these Nightmares in dreams. So seeing it come to life, now we know what to expect, when, how far they can go. And maybe it may not always be three doors. Fijimi had three doors that had to be opened first before the Nightmare could come through. Maybe it's one door. Maybe it's five doors. Who knows? It could also just always be three. I mean, three is I've learned through multiple podcasts, three is a very lore heavy number that people like to use back in the day when they're doing storytelling. So, either way, good setup for what we've got going on. I'm looking forward to what we have in the future. Like, this show has been very steady so far, and I mean, we're only three episodes in, but no, other than that, I know this was a very quick episode, but these episodes, in all honesty, have been kind of quick watches. Like, when I watched this last night, or when I watched it live, I should say, it seemed to go by quick. Like, the 22 minutes was just very fast, in my opinion. And I was kind of sad to see it over. I've been just enjoying this. I'm really just enjoying Kamen Rider in general. Going back and rewatching or watching the originals from the beginning has been kind of fun. So yeah, so actually look forward to more of those coming later this week for the next episode of Kamen Rider Chronicles. And with that, I think that is everything I got. So if you guys want to go ahead and follow us on the the social medias. Go check out Comic Book Rundown on all the social medias. You can email us, comicbookrundown@gmail.com. Rate and review us on your podcasting app of choice. If you do, we'll read an upcoming episode. If you would like to join on the episode, please do. Just hit me up on social or email and just let me know. I would love to have somebody who has some more Kamen Rider knowledge than myself to come on here and talk some Kamen Rider. I am always more than welcome to have people on here. So with that being said, I think that is everything I have for now. So thank you all for listening, and we will see you next time.